Jason Halsey. This is not a podcast. This is a placekeeper or an announcement that there will be a live online video meetup with myself and those participants who would like to participate this coming Sunday, the 17th of September at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which I believe is 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 6 p.m. in the UK time. This is not instead of the podcast. There would have been a podcast this week, but it's not quite ready for reasons I won't go into. So it's actually coincidental that I'm starting these online meetups and there isn't a podcast. They're not actually two related facts, so fear not. But it is convenient because since there won't be a podcast this week, those of you who simply can't live without, you can join the online meetup. I am asking for donations, but it's really just a token at this stage. I'm not putting a price on it. So even if you want to donate 50 cents, that's perfectly fine. Don't be embarrassed. If you don't have a PayPal account, however, just send me an email and we'll see what we can arrange. But either way, let me know that you want to participate, obviously before Sunday at 10 a.m. and I will send you the details in terms of what the meetup will zero in on, what the subject matter will be. I can't actually promise, but as I posted my blog today, I do have a certain subject which is, I can't say, on my mind. That would be very ironic considering the subject, which is the mind. I'm going to just read the post, possibly comment as I go, but possibly not. Learning to live off the mind grid, seeking an alternative internal advisor to the ego. I have been observing recently how my ego always seems to get what it wants. Well, actually, that's kind of ironic, I realize now, because it really doesn't get what it wants in terms of external stuff, but in terms of getting me to do what it wants. This is an exchange between the ego mind and the self, demonstrating the ego mind's policy and how simple but endlessly adaptive it is, policy being divide and conquer, or David Icke's favorite little sequence, problem, reaction, solution. As above, so below, here is what we're looking at. This is the ego mind talking to the self. You're unhappy. Oh no, why am I so unhappy? You're doing it all wrong. Oh no, what can I do? Don't worry, I will save you. Just do exactly what I tell you to do. Well, I don't know how good an impersonation that was in my ego, but anyway, that's more or less what it sounds like. The exchange, obviously not word for word, condensed into a single zip file of deeply disturbing information. The ego creates a problem that it knows will bring about the desired reaction so that it can offer the prepackaged solution itself. It is, as I write the blog, like corrupt government, not really corrupt because it was designed that way, bored despot, tyrant, sitting on his throne. What the mind tells us to do is, generally speaking, what we really should avoid doing, because it saps us of energy and keeps us locked inside robotic patterns of behavior. Everything that makes sure that our unhappiness continues, which means that we stay dependent on the mind. Another parallel is how the government makes us pay taxes. and then uses that money to enforce the very laws that keep us enslaved. Taxes is a kind of a way of getting us to consent to the system that oppresses us, while at the same time providing the means of its upkeep. That's kind of like the ego mind parasite. Its program is a protection racket. All its endless solicitations and promises disguise a baseline of "or else." "Listen to me," says the mind. "Obey the rules of the system, or else you will wind up destitute, abandoned, helpless, homeless, loveless, out in the cold." The question is, I ask myself, is this really true? And if it isn't true, why should I listen to the mind? And if I'm not going to listen to my mind, what can I listen to? What's the alternative to referring to the mind as a authority on how to live? The reason I'm focusing on that is because I've become more aware of how stuck I am. Could I possibly be more aware? I've always been aware, horribly, oppressively aware. I guess I've become more aware of the option of coming unstuck, more accurate to say, and therefore the tragedy of getting stuck again, having been unstuck. Like, here I am again. Obviously it's not the same, because I know I don't have to be here better than before, but still seeing how pervasive and insidious the influence of the mind is to lure me back into old patterns. It's not even necessary behavior at this point. My behaviors are not that different than they were when I was feeling really in tune with the body and the energy and quite content and happy. It's thought patterns. Giving into patterns of thought. Eventually they ripple down into behavior. But anyway, if I'm not careful, I wind up starting the meetup and there's nobody here. So I will end for now. It's an experimental meet, as in I'm not 100% sure that this will work out and this will continue, this will be an ongoing thing. It will depend on how it goes, and just if the feeling is good. And I'm of course very wary of well, I'm not going to finish that sentence, because this is actually for the meetup again. So, and this isn't really meant to hook you in, I promise. I'm just not very good at keeping myself contained, obviously, and structured, because I'm limitless, man. Anyway, once again, that's Sunday the 17th of September 2017. This little whatever it is will only be up for a couple of days, and then I'll take it down. It's just a way to let as many people know as possible this last minute event is happening. So, hope to see you there. As I say, send me a line, make a little donation, and there is room for everyone. Well, actually, I don't know what the limits are, but so far we're nowhere near them, I'm pretty sure about that.